Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The Federal Reserve has moved its operations far inland for the weekend. Actually, they're in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, at their annual retreat. And the Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is expected to give a very important message that's going to be widely received on Wall Street and among reporters in the financial sector. But it's not expected that Bernanke is going to offer a new stimulus, anything on the order of what was announced at last Jackson Hole meeting, the QE2 program, quantitative easing, it was called. Matt Taibbi joins us. He's contributing editor at Rolling Stone magazine. First of all, Matt, were you invited to Jackson Hole?
Not that I know of, no.
Right. Talk to me a little bit. When we were kicking this story around yesterday, it occurred to us that the Jackson Hole meeting, which has been going on for quite some time, has transformed from a real retreat where nobody would cover it and nobody even knew what was going on out there in Jackson Hole to being a fairly major news event, particularly last year where it was a significant headline, what Bernanke announced. And that this Jackson Hole meeting is not like a lot of or is not unlike a lot of other big financial meetings around the world that have gone from kind of quiet, backgrounder to being a big news event. Sun Valley, Davos, all these things are big news events. What's going on here?
Well, as background, I should point out that I used to live in a country where, for instance, Davos was covered quite extensively. I lived in Russia in the 90s, and the quote-unquote mainstream press actually used to cover the Swiss get-together at Davos very, very closely for a very logical reason, which was that World Bank and IMF policy often came out of those Davos meetings, and countries that were third world countries that depended upon the largesse of these international lending institutions had to pay very, very close attention to what was going on at Davos because it affected ordinary people. And I think what we're seeing now with these events like Jackson Hole is that the rest of the world is starting to catch on that the decisions that are being made at these places have far-reaching consequences, not just for Wall Street and for the international financial markets, but for everybody. And even though it's poorly understood, I think, what those effects are, people do know on some level that what's going on does affect them, and I think that's why it's becoming a news story.
Does it affect the way the meeting is run? I mean, the Russians were interested for very pragmatic reasons in what was going on at Davos during the period that you were in Russia, but I'm wondering if suddenly it's a kind of a circle the wagons phenomenon where everybody's got a spokesman and a spin doctor and the meeting stops being about candor and much more about message.
Well, the Fed has never been about candor anywhere. I think, part of the way the Fed operates historically, has always been to be, oblique and secretive. And, there's really not a whole lot that's different about the way this event is being observed than, the Fed has been covered for decades. I know going back into in the 80s, for instance, there were reporters who used to cover Paul Volcker, the Fed chairman then, who used to watch him light up cigars because there was a widespread belief on Wall Street that if the smoke blew on one side of his face, he would be raising rates, and if it blew on the other side of his face, he would be tightening the economy up, loosening it up. And I think a lot of that still goes on. There's a lot of this sort of reading the tea leaves in Ben Bernanke's behavior. But sure, I guess the added press attention does make them a little more guarded. I think in general, the financial community is much more paranoid than it used to be because it never used to get mainstream press attention. It always only had financial press, and now that's not the case anymore.
I remember Alan Greenspan used to be covered by CNBC. They actually had a special camera on his briefcase, trying to determine the thickness of his briefcase as some sort of bellwether of the economy. And the Fed actually told CNBC to stop doing that. I don't know if that's confirmation that there was some meaning there or what.
Yeah, I mean, but I think the Fed actually I think they enjoy a lot of that cloak and dagger aspect of the coverage of, you know, it heightens the sense of the Fed as this mysterious, powerful organization. And, you know, it's not for nothing that the Fed organizes itself, you know, bureaucratically in sort of the same way that the Catholic Church does. It has, you know, a pope and bishops and curates and, you know, it's got all the same bureaucratic structure. I think they want to present themselves as a mysterious religious organization.
So Bernanke, he doesn't wear, you know, a robe per se.
Right.
Does he have any vices? Any sort of, is it the trimming of his beard that would be the bellwether for Bernanke?
No idea what it would be, what you'd be looking for with Ben Bernanke, but clearly, you know, everybody right now is looking to see if there's going to be a new round of money printing of some form or another. And you know, what's gone on in the last 2 years is that the Fed has essentially stepped in to intervene and create its own version of bailout programs for Wall Street, and I think people are looking now to see if that's going to happen again.
So finally, is this mostly about the media and ultimately Americans' need to believe that there's some wise group of people that actually knows what's going on here? Because it seems to me more and more these meetings actually don't deliver much of substance. And, you know, even the initiative QE2 didn't accomplish a whole lot. It's our need to believe that somebody's actually driving the boat that maybe drives this coverage.
Well, that's true. I mean, I think it's true that QE2 may not have accomplished a whole lot, but it's certainly, you know, something that's of enormous importance to everybody. So I think it's very logical that people should be paying attention. You know, what the Fed has been doing with QE, this quantitative easing program, is they're essentially printing trillions of dollars out of thin air and using it to buy assets from Wall Street. It's really a gigantic welfare program for the financial services industry. I mean, there's a lot of controversy about what effect it actually has. But this has an effect on everybody. It has an effect on food prices. Some people believe it helped cause the rise in food prices in Egypt that led to the riots. So people have to pay attention to this stuff, and they have to learn to understand it better. It's just a question. It's just very, very complicated stuff, and therefore it's hard to communicate to ordinary people.
Matt Taibbi is a contributing editor at Rolling Stone magazine. We're taking a look at the meeting in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Complicated stuff, but in the backdrop of the Rocky Mountains. Matt, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on.
From tracking economic certainty to tracking Hurricane Irene, the takeaway is keeping an eye on all your news this weekend. We'd love to hear from you. Call us with your most important element of preparedness for Hurricane Irene. Tyrone in Baltimore told us, I'm getting my food while I got time and toilet paper while I got time. Dial 877-8-MY-TAKE and tell us what you're doing. I'm John Huckenberry. Celeste is back on Monday. This is The Takeaway.